What's up,
Welcome,
guys? That was
back to Awkward,
the podcast where we post every Monday with your hosts,
Malaya Ho,
and Hannah,
and Aiden. And so, last time, Hannah was a guest, but we made some arrangements, and now she is a full-time host. So, Hannah, what's our topic today?
Okay, we are going to be discussing conspiracy theories.
Ooh, spooky! Spooky! Okay, Hannah. Well, so the reason we decided to choose conspiracy theories is because everything with the whole Shane Dawson thing and, like, Shane Dawson not getting sued for his conspiracy theories videos and him not being able to like, publish part three of his series that he was doing. So, we decided that'd be a good topic, and we give our opinions as teenagers about what we think of the matter of conspiracies.
Yeah, so let's get started.
This isn't a YouTube video. Okay, Hannah, what's your favorite one to talk about? Or, like, what's the one you want to talk about first?
I was kind of thinking we could talk about the Denver Airport theory.
Ooh, spooky.
Woo! There's a ghost.
Okay, what's the Denver Airport theory?
Basically, people think that there's, like, an underground city because how far out the, I guess the airport is and how big it is. So I guess we can talk about that.
So they think just because the airport is far away is that there's a city under it.
Yeah.
That's some crazy thinking.
Yeah. That's like Keemstar.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and like figure out a way to mention Keemstar in every podcast. Cause I mentioned it in the last one and this one.
Nice.
Yeah. So
anyways.
So Hannah, so tell us more details about the Denver Airport theory.
People think that there's, like, some people think that there's an underground city, and then there's other theories about it, like, that they have, like, secret underground bunkers because of their baggage claim they have there. The way that the baggage claim is.
Okay. Well, personally, I've been there, and my grandpa works there, and I don't think that's true. I know that there's tunnels underground for, like, security reasons, but I don't think that there's any, like, freaking, like, town under there.
I agree.
I think it's, like, the town. I don't remember what it was called. Let me think about it.
Like the town headquarters?
No, they think it's, like,
the Atlantic something.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Let me search it up.
Okay. Well, Malia, I don't know what you think, but I think it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, same. Because it's just an airport. Like, what?
Phooey! Like, we live in Redneckville, and I could say, oh, that person has an underground drug deal because they live far out. But we all do, so, like. And plus, with an airport, like, the reason it's not by a city is so when planes take off, it doesn't just, like, clip the building and then we have a whole nother situation like 9/11.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason they're out there. They're out there so far.
Alright, let me see. I think I have it. Hold up.
So, yeah, that theory is definitely, I would say, a flop.
A flop.
Okay, I found this on Wikipedia, but it says some theories believe that Denver International Airport stands above an underground city, which serves as a headquarters of the New World Order.
So, why Denver? Out of all places,
of the New World. I know, the New World Order.
Like,
and then it said, here cite the airport's unusually large size, its distance from Denver city center, as well as assorted alleged Masonic, I think it is, or satanic symbols, and a set of murals which includes deceptions of war and death. So I guess that's why people believe that.
Oh my God. My elbow clicked. The
Okay, well, if you guys don't know what happened. So basically, Malia exited out of the call completely, and we were very confused, and that's why we were like stuttering, and we tried to get her back in, and then she just came back in laughing.
Okay, well, I was like, my elbow kind of just like ended, so
yeah. Well, I have the next conspiracy theory, and this is a conspiracy theory I've researched a lot, mainly from Shane Dawson's YouTube videos, but, you know. So, the next one is called the mattress firm theory, and the mattress firm theory is basically people believe that, that mattress firm is, like a way out of a drug deal, because, like, it's a black market thing, so, like, obviously, when you sell drugs, you get a lot of money from it, and you can't just put all that money into the bank, or else the bank will start to get suspicious, like, where'd you get all this money? So, what this guy who made Mattress Firm was just like, oh, what's a good way to, what sells a lot of money, and it won't look, like, creepy, and it was mattresses, because mattresses go for, like, 500, 600, 700 a pop. And so, like, so if he just, like, has all this, like, hundreds and thousands of dollars just coming in, then it won't seem suspicious. And the reason that they think that this is where drug deals go on is because in all mattress firms, there's only one room. You can't go into the back. You can't, like, there's no restrooms, nothing. It's just, like, the room where you see the bed, you buy the bed, then they deliver it to you. And all these mattress firms are so close. Like, for example, Summer Valley, and in between Summer Valley and Brooklyn, are, if you look up mattress firm locations in Brooklyn, there'll be like tons near each other. And the reason there's like six or seven, or like on the same street, and then across the street there's like five others. And the reason that they think this is because when you go to do drug deals, you don't want to be driving a huge way, because that's too much of like a risk of getting caught. So they just put all the places super far or super close to each other, so that way they would so that they could just transfer the money really quickly, or like do drug deals really quickly. And so that's what a lot of people believe. And the guy from Mattress Firm, I believe, hasn't come out with a statement on it.
Weird. I don't think that's true, though. Because,
yeah, that's an
if he was doing those drug deals and selling mattresses, then he'd be getting like basically double the money he should be getting, if that makes sense.
But think about it, like, during, like, say when drugs are really high, you could say that mattress firm or mattress industry is really high. And just to put that out there so we don't get sued or anything, these are all accusations. We are not claiming any of these true. We are just stating what we have heard and what people think. None of these are true. Well, we're not saying that any of these are true. These are all accusations. But continue with what you were saying.
What he said.
Oh, I think that if it was true, he'd be getting double the money he should be getting. And I also think that it's not true, because if tons of mattress firms are, like, near each other and close to each other. I think that it's just like the same with in Georgia. Like, you find lots of Waffle Houses. Lots of Waffle Houses, like, right on one block and then the other block. And, like, I'm not just saying, like, just that, but there's tons of restaurants, like Starbucks, like, that you find. Or, like, yeah. Okay, there's tons of stuff like Starbucks. There's so many Starbucks that are, like...
But it's not just, like, one... like, one across the street and then another one across the street. There's, like, 7 or 8 on the same street in, like, multiple different places. They have in, like, New York, Colorado, California. So, which, I mean, your point does kind of make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. All conspiracies, though.
All right, another conspiracy. All these they got off of me. I think, yeah, all these they got off of Wikipedia.
Ooh, trustful site.
It's called Black Helicopters. There's a conspiracy about those. I need to look stuff up about that one.
So what's the Black Helicopter theory?
On Wikipedia, it basically just says, black are in the United States militia movement. Black helicopter is a symbol of an alleged conspiratorial military takeover of the United States, though it has been associated with UFOs, men in black, and similar conspiracies. Rumors circulated that, for instance, the United Nations patrolled the U.S. with unmarked black helicopters, or that the federal agency used black helicopters to enforce wildlife laws. So, according to Wikipedia, that's what they say about it. Like, these are just conspiracies, though.
So, basically, it's like the government uses black helicopters to control?
It says the United Nations patrolled the U.S. with unmarked black helicopters, or that the federal agencies black helicopters to enforce wildlife law.
I'm sure that's true, because, like, I mean, they have to enforce laws somehow, and if it's through a helicopter, through a car, you know?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure on this one. This one doesn't make tons of sense.
I'm not sure either.
Here, we can look at another one.
Speaking with, like, the whole government, ooh, sketchy stuff, like, what do you guys think on the flat earth conspiracy theory?
Ooh.
I don't think the earth is flat.
Neither do I. I think it's a bunch of bull. The reason that they're saying that the earth is flat is because, they're hippies on drugs, and... the North and South Pole, you can't go into them. Like, all nations signed this contract saying, like, no one can go in there without, like, everyone approving for, like, scientific reasons or, like, natural reasons. But basically, no one can go in there, without permission from, like, all these people that signed, basically, and whatever. And so, obviously, that's kind of sketch, because it's just a place on the earth. Why can't we go over there, you know? You can't fly helicopters over there or anything. You have to have all these things, which, like, to me, that's the only really sketchy part about it.
I think that's just because the United, or because... it's a place where it's just out of the middle of nowhere. Like, there's nothing there, so it's really dangerous, I think, to go there. But I do not think the Earth is flat, because...
I don't think it's flat. Don't get me wrong. I don't think it's flat. I'm just saying that's sketchy. And also, some people, like, in the Bible, it says that there's a sphere over the Earth that separates... heaven and earth, and the reason people don't believe that is real, that people believe that the earth is flat, is because a sphere means, like, half over, like, a circle, basically, and so, like, so only half of the earth is protected by this sphere, and I think it's stupid.
But that's but a sphere is a circle, like
or like a globe,
a 3D circle.
Like
a sphere is a 3D circle, so
I might have gone that wrong. It might not be a sphere. It might be like a, I don't know. It's something like a half circle. I know that, but
that's weird.
Yeah.
These are kind of interesting topics that people pick, or that they think.
Malia, what do you think about the flat Earth thing with all this knowledge? Malia? Looks like she went to go grab brownies because she was cooking brownies earlier before we started this podcast. But I'm, like she said at the beginning, I think she thinks that it's a load of crap. Because it is, you know.
We'll get her opinion on this later when she comes back. What about the Alexa conspiracy theory?
That conspiracy theory, I honestly kind of believe it. The only reason is because, like, the government does want to know everything everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I kind of...
And if you ask if she works for the government, she'll shut down. But another part that makes me not believe it is that, like, Alexis is sold in Australia and all this crap. And I'm like, why would the government... Well, no, because the government would want insight on what's happening there, too, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's stuff like Google. Like, there's been people who have... I mean, I tried this out on my own, and there's people who talk about a topic that they want to buy or something, and then they go to, in like, an ad website, and they look... And then they pick, like, a website that usually has lots of ads, and then it comes up with the thing that they were talking about. And it's just such... It might be a big coincidence, you know, but, like, I think...
I think I've done that as well. I was buying one of my best friends at the time, a dog tag for, it's a long story, but basically I was buying him a dog tag, and then we went on, like, Google, and we didn't even search it up. We were just talking about the idea, and then boom, all of a sudden we had ads for all these, like, professional dog tag places, and then it was just, like, really creepy. You know?
And then there's also, like, videos that people have done about that, and then they've tested it out and stuff, but you never know. But I think that I believe that whole Google thing. I don't know if it's a fact that it's true, or if people said it's a fact, or if it's just something that people think is true.
The thing that makes me, like, sketchy about it is, like, with most, like, things, you have to, like, sign a contract, right? Like, for... Like, say, a certain app, like Instagram, you have to be, like, you have to, like, scroll through that whole thing, and no one really reads that whole thing, and it's just, like, we're not responsible for any of this crap. With Google, you could go on, like, a 1950s, there's probably not a computer from then, but, like, 1950s computer, let's say, and look up Google, and there will be no contract. It's just...
True. All right, well, back to the Alexa thing. I don't think it has anything to do with the government, but I think it can hear what you're saying all the time.
I mean, you also say Alexa and it wakes up.
Yeah. Like... So it's definitely listening to you. But I think that, I don't think it has anything to do with, like, government stuff, personally. But I think that it is basically listening to you, like I think a Google is. But it's not a fact, you know?
Yeah.
So I think even if you're just talking in your room, I think the Alexa still knows what you're saying. It's listening to you, basically, like the whole Google ad thing. Like,
what's the next conspiracy theory? By the way, Malia is back. Oh. We had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're back again. Okay, yay! Well, the next one is RFID. And if you don't know what that is, it's radio frequency identification chips. Basically, I got this off of Wikipedia, too. They think that those, the RFID chips are planted in humans, so they know, like, your location and stuff. We can look a little deeper into that here. Let me search up some stuff about that one, but what do you guys think so far about that?
Bull crap.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, honestly, they do take your child away from you once they're birthed, so...
Yeah.
And they do poke them in the foot with a needle. So, I mean...
I don't think that they would do that, though. Because...
I don't think so either, because when you're going through, like, those metal detectors, I think it would detect it.
Yeah, and also...
I don't think it would, because, like, I have metal rods, like, in my back, and that doesn't set it off. And it doesn't have to be metal. It could, like, be plastic or titanium.
True. Also, why would they do it to a bunch of people? Like, keep track of, like...
Like, in case they do, like, a school shooting or something and they need to find them.
Or, like, a crime. Ow. You have a point on that. Yeah, I see. You know, I just don't think that they're in people, though, you know? Because when you're doing x-rays, I think that it would show up.
Yeah. And the government can hide anything if they wanted to. I mean, like, say Russia sent over a threat being like, we're going to bomb your country. The government wouldn't tell everybody because they wouldn't want them to freak out, you know? The government has ways of hiding stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that I believe that it's true.
True, but, I mean, what about when you're with, like, I've seen things like people commit crimes and then they run away, you know? And then they don't get found again. Like, there's some crimes like that have happened. But if there were a chip in you that would tell where you were... I think, but and like the government and stuff could see it. I think that you would have been found, and there's lots of like crimes committed by people where they haven't been found since they ran away. Like the let's say for example, the Boston bombing. Let's take that. The guy ran away. Like the younger brother guy, he ran away, because they kind of like caught him. Kind of they knew his like identification. But they took so long trying to find him, and they didn't know necessarily where he was. And then they finally found him.
Well, that doesn't mean, per se, that they're in humans. They could be in your phone or your credit card.
True, but the conspiracy is that it's in a human. But,
okay. That one's iffy. I don't believe or disbelieve in it.
Yeah, that one's iffy. I don't personally think it's true, but I mean it could be, you know. Do you have another?
No, I don't. The other one that I had we can't do because of one reasons for families. And two, because it's too controversial.
True. Okay, well, maybe we could do Malaysia Airlines flight MH370.
Okay.
Haven't done much research about this one, but I'm pretty sure it disappeared or something. Let me research that, but if it did disappear, what do you guys think?
Yeah, like disappeared by the Himalayans or something?
Hey, I mean Amelia Earhart. What do you guys think on that? Like the Amelia Earhart stuff?
I really do not know. Because, like, I just don't know. I just don't know.
Alright, well... Let's go back to the Malaysian Airlines flight 370. But it says, from Wikipedia, it says Malaysia Airlines flight 370 also referred to as MH370 or MAS370, was a scheduled international passenger flight operated by Malaysia Airlines that disappeared on March 8th, 2017, while flying from Kuala Lumpur International Airport, if I said that right, to its destination, Beijing Capital International Airport. The crew of Boeing 777-200ER, I don't know what that means.
Probably some airport thing.
Yeah. But then it says, oh yeah, and then it says aircraft. So it says the crew of the Boeing aircraft last communicated with air traffic control around 38 minutes after takeoff when the flight was over the South China Sea. The aircraft was lost from ATC radar soon minutes later, but was tracked by military radar for another hour, deviating westwards from its planned flight path, crossing the Malay Peninsula and Andaman Sea. It left radar range 200 nautical miles, 370 kilometers, northwest of Penang Island in northwestern Malaysia, with 227 passengers and 12 crew aboard, proving dead. The disappearance of Flight 370 was the deadliest incident involving a Boeing 777 and the deadliest in Malaysia Airlines history until it was surpassed in both regards by Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 that was shot down while flying over the eastern Ukraine 4 months later. The combined loss caused significant financial problems for Malaysia Airlines, which was renationalized by the Malaysian government in December 2014. That's basically it, but then it says the search for the missing airplane, which became the most costly in aviation history, focused initially on the South China and Andaman Seas before analysis of the aircraft's automated communications with an Inmarsat satellite identified a possible crash site somewhere in the southern Indian Ocean.
Well, what about the black box?
Was that a thing on this?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm not sure about the black box thing.
Because black boxes has all the information about the plane and tracking, I believe.
True.
Well, we'll give our final opinions, and then we're getting close up to where the time we have to end. So, I personally believe that it just ran out of fuel or went down. I don't even know what the conspiracy is about that, to be honest.
They don't know what happened to it, basically.
Yeah, like, the plane could have had, like, a malfunction.
Well, yeah, then I believe that they don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, people just don't know what happened to it, though.
Interesting.
I think it might have went down because of fail in its engines or something, but they just can't find the plane or radars or anything showed where it was.
Well, the ocean is so deep that, like, it could have sank to the bottom by now, you know?
True. We'll have to search up how deep the southern Indian Ocean gets. Because there is a point where humans can't go down any further. They can, like, we can only go down to a certain amount, and then there's animals at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Where, like, no light travels there. So, it could have sunk all the way to the bottom, yes.
Well, I personally believe that, like, the plane had a malfunction or something, or...
Yeah. I don't think it was anything to do with, like, terrorist stuff, or...
Oh, that was a conspiracy? Like, terrorists?
No, I just think, like, it's just, like, anything could have happened to it. So, like, there might have been, like, some terrorist on board or something. But, people just don't know what happened to it. They don't know if it was just, like, or what, they don't know what happened to the plant. They don't know if it was a malfunction or terrorist or anything. They don't know where it went. So there's a whole conspiracy theory about how it went down, where it is. So people just don't know that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it said, like, a satellite found that it was in the southern Indian Ocean. It just presumed, though, so.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a plane malfunction, and it just sunk all the way down to the bottom.
Same.
Yep.
Alright, is that all the conspiracy theories we have today to talk about, or?
Yeah, before we end the, before we end the, whatchamacallit? Before we, the podcast. We created an email, so if you wanted to send any ideas or maybe be a potential guest giving your thoughts on a certain topic, then go email awkwardpodcastofficialemail@gmail.com. And we also created a Twitter. It's awkwardpodcast1. And we'll be tweeting the podcast goes out, which will be every Monday. So, yeah.
Yippers.
So, thanks for tuning in with us, I guess. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.